As a child, do you remember hearing that one voice that would stop you, make you change direction, come in to eat, etc.? Well, it was either mom or dad, wasn't it? Well, today we discuss another voice that we should heed, and that's coming up on the International Gospel Hour. Stay with us.
On Jordan's thorny banks I stand.
Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. For almost 90 years, Churches of Christ have proclaimed God's Word through International Gospel Hour. You are about to listen to another Bible-based lesson with Jeff Archie of International Gospel Hour, starting now.
I am bound for the promised land.
Well, greetings to everyone. Great to have you with us. An appreciation to our Jay Webb for his kind words. And today we want to think about a voice we need to hear. You know, Hebrews 11:6 says, "But without faith it is impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." So may we seek God through our study today. How about another verse from Hebrews? Hebrews 3:7 and 8 says, "Today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion in the day of trial in the wilderness." Well, that other voice, or the voice we should heed, that's God, a voice that is much more commanding than that of our parents. Look at several who heard the voice of God. Noah heard and obeyed in Genesis 6. Abram heard and departed in Genesis 12. Samuel heard and answered, 1 Samuel 3:10. Job heard and listened, Job 38:1. Peter, James, and John heard the voice and they were afraid, Matthew 17 and verse 6. Now, of course, friends, these literally heard the voice of God. Now, today, we are affirming hearing the voice of God through the revealed source, the Scripture. There are sincere, well-meaning individuals who claim to literally hear God, or God spoke to me. But we wish to defer to Hebrews 1:1-2. God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds. The late Brother Wayne Jackson of the Christian Courier, periodical, observed the following. "Since the book of Hebrews presents a contrast between Jehovah's revelatory methods of the past, embracing both patriarchal and Mosaic ages, and his mode of communication in this age, it follows naturally that the inspired writer is affirming that today, in this final dispensation of time, the Lord is not speaking by dreams, visions, etc., but exclusively by means of Christ through the New Covenant Scriptures." Now let's note some of the evidence that supports this conclusion. The Lord Jesus did not encourage his followers to seek a direct communication from God throughout all time. Instead, he affirmed that the teaching which came from him would guide them to life, John 6:63, and by his word men would be judged on the last day, John 12:48. Further, he indicated that his teaching ultimately would be conveyed through his apostles or other inspired persons, Luke 10:16, Matthew 10:19 and 20, and Acts 2:42. Second, when the noble people of Berea wanted to know the truth regarding the Christian religion, they did not wait for a voice from God to answer their concerns. Rather, they examined the Scriptures to determine the truth of the apostolic message, Acts 17:11. Third, Paul affirmed that by a study of the Scriptures, one would have sufficient information to furnish him completely for the accomplishment of every good work needed for the Christian life, 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. If the Scriptures furnish one completely, he needs no direct audio message from the Lord. And fourth, Jude explicitly affirms that the gospel system called the faith in Jude 3, also noted in Galatians 1:23 and 1 Timothy 5:8, that this faith was once for all delivered unto the saints. That expression "once for all" translates the Greek term hypos, which means once for all time. It is used of what is so done as to be of perpetual validity and never need repetition. That's according to J.H. Thayer in his Greek English Lexicon of the New Testament, page 54. There is no need, therefore, for an ongoing, direct communication from God. Finally, Brother Jackson concludes, there is a very obvious flaw in the assertion that the Lord is speaking directly to people today. Such a view allows anyone to fabricate, out of thin air, any claim he or she wishes, with no demonstrative means available of either confirming or exposing the statement. How many times have we read shocking newspaper stories where some evil person has murdered a fellow, all the while claiming that God told him to commit the brutality? Does God condemn murder in the Scriptures, yet sanction such in a direct conversation with some soul that is of a delusion? If one wishes to know the will of God on a subject, he must search the Holy Scriptures. This is the only source of sacred information relative to things spiritual. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. We appreciate the late Wayne Jackson, and you'll find more of that information at ChristianCourier.com, and this is the article, Does God Speak Directly? Question. How should we respond when we hear the voice of God then through Scripture? Let's look at those answers, and we'll be back in about 30 seconds.
Friends, you've listened to us over the air and online for years, and now you can see the International Gospel Hour program on our YouTube channel. Go to YouTube and put International Gospel Hour in the search engine, and it will take you there. Please subscribe and click on the bell. You'll be notified each time a program is uploaded. It's free. Subscribe on YouTube today.
Dear friends, when you hear the voice of God through Scripture, harden not your heart. Well, it's mentioned in Hebrews 3, 7, and 8, and it's repeated in Hebrews 4, 7. Again, he limits a certain day, saying in David, today after so long a time, as it is said, today if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. To harden the heart means a heart that is dried up or stiff. Nothing can penetrate it. There's no feeling. There's no effect. And immediately, one like Pharaoh comes to mind when it speaks of his hardened heart in Exodus 6:15, and again in 1 Samuel 6 and verse 6. A hardened heart experiences no joy, no challenge, no nothing. No one prospers with a hardened heart. Think about God and man's relationship and the question asked in Job 9 and verse 4. He is wise in heart and mighty in strength, who has hardened himself against him and has prospered. You can't even heal a hardened heart. Think about Matthew 13:15, and think about a real heart in its application. When one's real heart fails to do as it should, well, life is limited. Jesus said, for this people's heart is waxed over, waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart and should be converted, and I should heal them. Dear friends, a heart that resists the beauty of the message of Christ is not a heart that should face the Lord in judgment. For a moment, friends, allow your heart and mind to think of how much better your life could be. When you hear the voice of God through Scripture, harden not your heart. Second, when you hear the voice of God, then come unto God. In Isaiah 55:3, incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you. In Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Now, friends, the response that one should have. When God calls, one should answer. For in God and Christ are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. You see, when we hear the voice of God, and as we have affirmed through His Word, we don't need to harden our hearts and we need to come to God. Friends, have we got you to think? Have we got you into thinking, shall I say? You know, maybe we need to hear the voice of God more through His Word, and we do that with a study of His Word. We have a free Bible course we'd love to send you by mail. It's free. Here is our J-Web with the details. Then let's come back and talk some more about hearing the voice of God through His Word.
Friends, the International Gospel Hour offers for free a Bible study course available by mail. That's right. At your own pace, you can study the Bible in your own home. It's free. Give it a try. Please call toll-free at 1-855-IGH-6988 and leave your name, address, and just say, Home Study. That's it. You may also go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com, click on the Contact tab, and leave us the same information, name, address, and type home study in the message box. We'll send it right away. Thank you for your interest in the things that be of God.
Friends, when you hear the voice of God, well, please understand the urgency. Notice from our lesson text of Hebrews 3, today if you will hear His voice. Not tomorrow, not yesterday, but today. We once again consider Isaiah 55, but let's drop to verse 6. Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. James chapter 4, verses 13 through 15 teaches us the importance of how we should view tomorrow. Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go into such and such a city, spend a year there, buy and sell and make it a profit, whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that. Can we not see such urgency? Today is the day, and tomorrow may be too late. Dear friends, let's think on these things serious. May we help you in understanding such urgency of studying the Scripture, for within is how the voice of God speaks today. We're blessed to offer our free Bible study course. We'd like to encourage you that if you'd rather not receive that by mail, that if you go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com, go to the Resource tab, click on it, scroll down to World Bible School, and you can enroll in an online Bible study. Again, that's internationalgospelhour.com. Click on the Resource tab, and then scroll down to World Bible School, and you can enroll in the Bible school there. We want to help you in your study of God's Word, for we understand the urgency. And we want to make certain that as we hear the voice of God, that we are listening through His Word, not just what someone says God says, or hearing a still voice in the night. We want to make certain we can turn to the Word, which is light, that will guide us. And with that Word, we will continue our studies together at another time. Thank you for joining me today on the International Gospel Hour radio broadcast. I'm Jeff Archie, and friends, as always, keep listening.
God be with you till we meet.
Thank you for listening to our broadcast today. To God goes all the glory, and we hope that our study today will draw you closer to His Word to walk in His way. To listen to it again or other broadcasts, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com.
God be with you.